Yeah, I firmly believe, after Bill Clinton, that Bill Clinton alone is reason enough not to elect anyone from Arkansas president for 100 years. And if that is not sufficient for you, then I have something to read you. This is from the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. I'm kind of surprised that Arkansas has a newspaper. I am. I'm shocked, because since they didn't know that, you know, that oral sex was adultery, I thought maybe they'd get in their news while sitting around the cracker fuck barrel. Two local men were seriously injured when their pickup truck left the road and hit a tree near Cotton Plant. That's the name of a town in Arkansas. Cotton Plant, Arkansas. If I was a child and born and raised in Cotton Plant, when I could purchase a gun, which would be at what age? 9? I would have slept with that gun every night and had the muzzle in my mouth. Thurston Poole, 33, of Des Arc, and Billy Ray Wallace, 38. Well, imagine that, a Billy Ray was involved. Are listed in serious condition at Baptist Medical Center. The accident occurred as the two men were returning to Des Arc after a frog-gigging trip. Frog-gigging, or frog-sticking, is how, armed with a small pitchfork, you catch frogs from the bayou bank. Frog legs make a tasty supper. So apparently, when the Dow Jones went over 11,000, it had no effect on our boys. On an overcast Sunday night, Poole's pickup truck headlights malfunctioned. The two men concluded that the headlight fuse on the older model truck had burnt out. And as a replacement fuse was not available, Wallace noticed that the .22 caliber bullet from his pistol, which I guess he was carrying, because in case you can't stick the frog, you like to blow the little fucker's head off. He noticed that it fit perfectly into the fuse box next to the steering wheel column. Some of you, I can sense, can see what's going to unfold. Upon inserting the bullet, the headlights again began to operate, and the two men proceeded eastward toward the White River Bridge. After 20 miles and just before crossing the river, the bullet apparently overheated, discharged, and struck Poole in the right testicle. The vehicle swerved sharply to the right, as would be expected. If you want to try that experiment at home, use a hammer. Exiting the pavement and striking the tree, Poole suffered only minor cuts and abrasions from the accident, but will require surgery to repair the other wound. Wallace sustained a broken clavicle and was treated and released. Thank God we weren't on the bridge when Thurston shot his nuts off, or we might have been dead, said Wallace. I've been a trooper for 10 years in this part of the world, said Deputy Snyder, but this is a first for me. I can't believe those two would admit how the accident happened. And upon being notified of the wreck, Lavinia, Poole's wife, asked how many frogs the boys had caught. And did anyone think to get them from the truck? If that is not enough proof, I got more. Little Rock, Arkansas. A man used a cigarette lighter to peer inside a gasoline can. Setting off a fire that destroyed his mobile home. He was trying to determine whether there was water in the can. Wouldn't you pour some of it out and... I rest my case. Now, you know, even though I've enjoyed spending time with you this evening, I'm not a people person. Thank you and good night, Madison.